Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and welcome to Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Joining me today are husband and wife and runners Joey and Morgan Noakes. Joey just wrapped up his senior year on the BYU cross country and track team and has been one of their high performing athletes. Morgan is also a distance runner on the UVU cross country and track team, and they have a little boy, Theo. Guys, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
This is going to be fun. You have a little boy, Theo, and I think he's 5 months old now. Morgan, yeah. How would you describe how your life has changed since becoming a mom?
Oh, in so many ways. Oh, so many ways. I think the biggest thing is time. Trying to get my runs in, trying to do school, trying to do an athlete while having a baby is something that has been super hard. But I think something that has also changed is my family dynamics. I think I have been so lucky to have so many people bless my life and help me. I just have a village surrounding me. And so that's something that's really, I've been so grateful for. And Joey's been amazing at stepping into that role as a father. He's so involved with Theo. He helps me like to do the things that I need to do and get done. And so super grateful for that.
Joey, what about for you? How are things changed since you've become a dad?
Honestly, it's given me like a greater purpose just in life in general and with running. It's fun to run for my team and run for Morgan, but having like a real family, having the baby boy is kind of cool. And I think about how it's cool that he's going to be able to grow up and we have pictures of him coming to my meets and with Morgan cheering for me. And I think it's been cool to be able to like see them in the stands and kind of had a greater purpose when I'm running.
He's going to think you're so cool as he grows up and he sees those pictures. He's like, my mom and dad are amazing. Joey, you just wrapped up your final year in the BYU uniform and you ended your career on a major high, from winning cross country nationals as a team to ending your last year running the 10K at outdoor nationals. How would you sum up your final year at BYU?
It was really awesome. Like, really grateful that it ended how it did. We have been chasing that cross country title since I got on the team. And every year we think we have a shot, or some years or we have a more shot than others. This year we knew we had a really good team. And I think to end my career on that was just like the highlight. Like, it couldn't be better than that. And then making it to outdoor nationals was obviously a big personal goal too. So I think team wise and individually is a really great way to go out.
Was there anything looking back that you're like, oh, I wish A, B, C, D, or did it kind of play out the way you wanted it to?
I think as a runner, a lot of us always wish that we could have done better in different races. And I think that's what makes really good runners. You know, the people that I train with, the best of them are always like, if they take third in the best race in the world, they could be like, oh, that was good, but I wish I did a little bit better. I think that's how mm-hmm. I get sometimes with my races. It's like, oh, I wish I would have been top 8 instead of top 12. And a lot of those little things, but I think overall, I'm really happy with everything.
Morgan, what was it like for you watching Joey accomplish everything he did this past season?
It was incredible. It was such a blessing for me to be able to see that, especially because I see everything that goes on behind closed doors and how hard he works physically and mentally, and also like not even just within running, but outside of running. He has such a strong work ethic, and to see kind of everything be put together was like a dream come true. It's also really inspirational for me. I feel like all the goals that he's accomplishing are things that I want to be able to accomplish myself. So I'm really grateful for his example. I think he's made me not only a better person, but a better runner myself. So I'm so grateful for that. And our marriage, that we're always pushing each other to be like not only better people, but better athletes as well.
Morgan, let's talk about your career a little bit. From what we've seen on social media, you've been crushing it postpartum, making a strong return to your fitness training, which to me, I'm a mom and I'm watching what you're doing and I'm like, that just seems just out of the realm of possibility. So it's amazing what you're doing. And you have another year of eligibility at UVU, right?
Yes, yeah, I do. I have a cross country, indoor and outdoor.
Okay, so what's it like mentally and emotionally to go after your dreams while you're also stepping into this new role of motherhood?
Yeah, kind of what Joey said, it brings like a whole new meaning onto it, a whole new purpose. Not only am I competing for myself, but I feel like I'm competing for Theo and also just like moms in general. I want to like not only like prove to myself that I can do these things, but I want to prove to other mothers that they can. I know a lot of women who have done it before me, obviously, and a lot of my friends are pregnant right now and they're like, how are you doing it? Or friends that want to be pregnant, I'm like, I can do it, you can do it. It's, you know what I mean? And so I think it's just really cool to be able to step into that role and fall in love with running again. And just pushing myself has been really fun. So, yeah.
We have our producer, Christy Solomon, who's on the BYU track and field team, and she is pregnant as well. So I'm sure she's paying really close attention to what you're doing because she's about to be there as well.
She's obviously working hard. I just see her and I'm excited for her comeback too. I think it's gonna be great.
Joey, how has becoming a dad influenced the way you approach racing, training, or the pressure that comes from those races?
It's funny because when we race, there's lots of highs and lows. And I think becoming a dad has become kind of like a safety net for me, like it feels like, because before that, and obviously marriage is like this too, but I think like a lot of the times when we don't have those like meaningful relationships, we feel like running is everything and my how I finish is everything. So if I get this big goal or if I win or if this or that is that determines my worth. But now it's really nice to go out there and feel like my worth doesn't depend on necessarily how I finish. And if I have a race it's not quite as good as I wanted, I have those relationships and I have like what truly makes me happy behind me. And it makes it so that I can go out and run harder, knowing that if I fail, I still have like an amazing life, an amazing family. And it makes it, I don't know, it makes it more fun, makes it like makes me feel like I have nothing to lose because I already have like everything secured.
That's really cool. That makes a ton of sense. It takes that pressure off of you because it's not the only thing you have. You have things so much more important in your life. So I think that's a really cool perspective. So Joey, now that college racing is over, what's next for you? Do you want to run professionally or what's in the cards for you?
Yeah, I'm training for a marathon. I'm kind of taking a break right now, just running a little bit, but I'm gonna hop back into it and train for a marathon in December, with Coach Eyestone. We'll have a he has kind of a training regimen that the guys do in preparation for their marathon that will start in a few weeks from now. So right now I'm kind of shifting towards that, shifting towards the roads, training with the amazing group that's has Olympians and really good athletes in it. So I'll hop in that group and then train for a marathon this winter and then hopefully get a contract as well with that so I can represent a brand and make money in my running.
Whoa. So we were just talking about not having as much pressure, but that sounds like a lot of pressure because now you're talking about, providing for your family and taking it to the next level. Are you starting to feel that, or is it kind of the same mentality of I have everything that is of worth to me. We'll just take this one step at a time.
Yeah, I like to not think about it as much like that. I have other plans too, and I'm doing some part-time work as well, with down a medical route, and so it's nice because right now I have about a year and a half till I start my graduate program, and so in the meantime I can just go all in on running, and just do that and see how it turns out, and if I do well, then great. If I do really well, I could just stick with that and not even go to a graduate program. But it's kind of fun to have that opportunity, not a ton of like risk involved because we're in a good place right now. So I'm excited for that.
That's like the best case scenario. Morgan, what's the best thing about getting to compete in the same sport as your husband? Something you both share and genuinely love and something you both understand. What's the best thing about that?
I think you said it best, is honestly the word understand. I feel like as we like go to races together and we run and we talk about kind of our goals and the outcomes and just the time that it takes, we understand each other. And I think that is like a huge thing. I think regardless of like running, like as long, like both being athletes, like we understand kind of that the level that it takes. And so it makes it a little bit easier when it's like, hey, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be doing this, or these are my goals. What do you think? Our opinions weigh more in a way because we understand them. And it's funny because I love coming back from runs that I feel good about and telling Joey, because he's like, oh man, that was fast. Like, that was good. Like, because I feel like to some, like if I told my mom and dad, they would be like, oh, you're an Olympian, like right now. So I just love that, like, he knows, like, kind of that realm. It's really, honestly, like, really awesome. So
so I'm curious, since you guys have cheered for each other, so we'll start with Joey on this question. Do you take more of, like, the coach's role where you're like, okay, Morgan, you got to do this? Are you just more of a cheerleader on the sideline?
I think I try to read it and do both sometimes. I think I do try to like give her cues, and I guess it's been a little bit too, cause she hasn't ran in any big races since having Theo. But I try to do both. Sometimes I can tell she just needs someone yelling at her, and so I do that. But other times I'm like, I just get so nervous for her that I want her to, like, I feel like I'm in it and I have to like do everything I can. And it actually was, it's funny, when she was giving birth, I was like helping out and like she was breathing and I was breathing with her, like, and I was like holding my breath, like when the doctor would tell her to. And it was way funny to just like, it was just a fun experience because like it just felt like it was a race for her. And I was like so intensely into it.
You sound like a very empathetic human being. That's a great thing to have in a husband. So Morgan, what about for you when you are watching Joey and cheering him on? Are there things that you watch and you're like, oh, you should be doing this? Or can you sit back and kind of just enjoy the run?
I feel like I just trust him and in the decisions that he makes while he runs. I mean, of course we run differently. And so sometimes I'm like, oh, what is going on? What's up with that? But I think that he loves positivity. And so when I'm on the other side of the track, I'm always, or on the course, cross country course, I'm always trying to be positive. Cause I feel like he really internalizes that and moves with it. And so that's something that I try and do for him. And one thing that we have talked about, and something that I really believe in, is you just never give up. Like, no matter what place you're in, no matter where you are on the track, getting lapped, doesn't matter. You always finish your race and you finish it as hard as you're able to. And so that's something that I'll tell him, like, you just never give up. You never give up. You always finish. And I think that's something that we help each other do, like, with our cheering, is just like, hey, keep going, keep pushing. You can do it. Like, you got this, just finish it, kind of thing.
Joey, I think you mentioned something about this on your social media, that you were running and you saw Morgan and Theo, you like made eye contact with them on the side. What is that like when you're running and you see your family, your cute little family cheering you on?
It's really empowering for me, like it and relaxing at the same time. Kind of like seeing them be so proud of me and what I'm doing, and like makes me want to do even better, makes me want to go and push it even harder, knowing that they're watching. It just kind of gives me a second wind sometimes, helps me push a little harder than I might be able to do just by myself.
Morgan, what would you say has been the most rewarding part of becoming a mom while still pursuing your goals as an athlete?
That's such a good question. Well, the most rewarding, I think, being able to become a mother is something that is just so rewarding in itself. It's such a gift from God. Even though it is also one of the hardest things I've ever done. I think what is kind of like amazing about being able to run and about being a mother is that it's like, these are two really hard things that I'm doing together. And I feel like as I'm continuously trying to navigate it, I've been growing as like a mom and as a person and as an athlete. And seeing that growth in myself and in our family has been really exciting. I never honestly thought that we would be kind of in the spot that we are right now, but I think it is just where we are supposed to be. And I don't know, it's just, it's so fun. I feel really grateful that I get to be able to do both of these things.
I'm sure motherhood and training for all this has stretched you in ways that you never thought possible. So I want to know, we'll start with Joey. What does a day in the life look like for the two of you right now? You're both training, you're both trying to, you know, pursue these passions and be parents. So Joey, what does a day in the life look like for you right now?
It does depend on whether we can get some help with babysitting, but if it's just us two, usually I have to get up earlier and run probably 6:30-ish. And then I do my run. That's about an hour and a half. And then while Morgan's taking care of Theo, and then Morgan gets up, she runs with Theo. So it's about 3.5 hours of each of us running. And then it's just kind of like we have to switch off doing the things that we could. We used to be able to do everything together as far as our easy day runs. But now we kind of just switch off. One of us taking care of Theo. If there's ever a little nap time in there, then it's like blessed time because we both are able to do stuff. So Morgan can do her core workouts and I can help out or make breakfast or whatever. But we usually have breakfast together. And then we'll hang out in the day. Sometimes we have stuff to do. I work every once in a while, afternoons, a couple days a week, and then double in the evening run or do my second run while Morgan takes care of Theo. But it's kind of just like some of the days is just on Theo's cycle. So, and yeah, you obviously know how this is as a mother. You just, your baby goes through the cycle and you just kind of, if it's nap time for them, then it's time for you to be productive, or it's nap time for you. And then once they're up, you do what they're doing. When they're hungry, you feed them. So a lot of our schedule has been shifted to match his, although we're still able to do what we need to do for running and for everything else.
Yeah, you guys are incredible for making that work because your life is almost not your own once you have kids. Like you said, you're kind of on their timeline. So amazing that you guys can make that work. And Morgan, you have a really fun upcoming season at UVU. Yeah. I want to know, what are some of your goals as you approach that season?
Yeah, I love this question. I actually just wrote it on our bathroom mirror. I want to be, so last year, or sorry, 2 years ago, during cross country season, I got 68th in the nation, which was super amazing, but it was also kind of, I was super grateful for that accomplishment, but I also was a little bit unsatisfied. I think something that I've always wanted to do, and after watching Joey do it, it's been something that's reignited that goal for me. I was becoming an All-American, so it's top 40 in the nation. So that is the biggest goal that I'm pursuing right now, and I'm really excited for it. It's a little daunting, but I think it is something that I really can't accomplish and something that I'm going to continue to remind myself that I can do. And I think, yeah, watching Joey do that was like, it was just so inspiring for me. And so I hope I can accomplish that same goal this season.
By the way you're training, I feel like it's something definitely within reach. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from husband and wife and runners, Joey and Morgan Noakes. This is Royal Legacy.
Well,
What's up, everybody? This is Lauren McLean for Royal Legacy. If you like this podcast, make sure you check out my other podcast, Her Why. BYU has some of the best women's athletic teams in the NCAA. This is their story. This is their why. Listen to Her Why wherever you get your podcasts and on the BYU Radio app.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
Welcome back to Royal Legacy. I'm here with Joy and Morgan Noakes. Okay, I love hearing about how a couple meets. You two obviously are both in the running world. Morgan, how did the two of you officially meet?
Yeah, so I was originally at Utah State before I came to Utah Valley. And I think it was the second time, like, in that school's history that we were able to go run and compete at nationals, which was super exciting for us. My roommate, her name's Mika Wood, she was dating Adam Wood at the time. And now they're married. But he was teammates with Joey. And so they kind of connected us at that race, which was super fun. But after that, I DM'd Joey on Instagram.
Hey. So,
made the first move. Let it be known.
Good work, Joey. So what was going through your mind when you saw that DM?
I actually requested to follow her on Instagram, so I kind of made the first move in that, and then she DM'd me, but her DM wasn't even, like romantic or anything. It was she roasted me. She was like, what are you doing in this photo? I had, like, a weird pose or, like, a weird face, and she's like, what is this? And I think it kind of was different for me because I wasn't used to that, and it kind of defies our relationship. Like, we're very... like, we'll tease each other and we'll, like, kind of play fight. Like, things like that have been, like, how we get along. And so it was kind of interesting to me to see that. But I knew that she was a runner. Obviously, I thought she's very attractive. And so I was like, sweet, I'll start talking to her.
And the rest is history. Joey, so what was it about Morgan that made you know eventually that you wanted to marry her?
Actually, one of the things that, like, made me know that she was the one was that she loved kids, and I could tell she wanted to have kids. She wanted to have a family, and, like, going to the temple was really important for her. And so, like, those two things, it's like, after I love her personality, I love who she is. And then when you add in that she's just, like, has the right things in mind, it was like, she is definitely the one for me.
Morgan, what about for you? What drew you to Joey initially?
It's actually funny. I knew I wanted to marry Joey right away, which I know he can't say the same for me. It maybe took him a little bit longer. I feel like in my life, I just have always known what I wanted. He's just a great person. Like, really. Like, just so genuine. Just always involved with his family. Just so loving and caring, and he loves the gospel, and I knew he was going to be a great husband, and I knew he's going to be a great dad. And so automatically it was just like, I was like, yeah, this is the person I'm supposed to be with. So for me, it was really fast moving. I had to tell him, I was like, yeah, you're going to marry me, just so you know, you're stuck with me.
Wow. Bold. That's really bold. Yeah. Joey, did that scare you at all, or were you like, okay, let's do this?
Honestly, maybe a little bit.
It does.
But, and she's like, she's so bold, and like, I always tell her that she has a lot of faith in the decisions that she makes. Like, she doesn't hesitate, and like, she knows that things are right and just like sends it. Like, it's the same story when she decided that we wanted to have kids, that we wanted to have a baby. She was just like so faith, like she just had faith that everything was going to work out. And I was a little bit like hesitant, like, let's think about this first. But she has always been the one that takes that step forward and has helped me work on my faith, just stepping into the unknown.
That's an amazing quality. So now that you guys have had a baby, you get to see each other in a whole new light. Joey, how you view Morgan, how has it shifted or changed since she's become a mother?
I've gotten to know just like how good of a mom she is and how much she really cares. how much she loves our boy. And it's like, I thought that she loved me until I see how much she loves Theo. And it's funny because she's also like, she's already trying to like teach him, and she'll get mad at him when he's naughty. And it's so funny to just see her. She's just such a good mom.
Morgan, how about for you? How you view Joey shifted since he's become a dad?
I think I always knew I needed, like, I wanted Joey in my life, but I think after having Theo, I realized how much I needed him and how immense of a role he plays in our lives. I'm so grateful for everything that he does for us. I really don't think I could be a mom without him, honestly. He is so helpful, and he's so playful with Theo, and just so loving and patient. I think he has taught me so much about patience as a mother, as that's one of his like redeeming qualities, and I feel like something I lack in. So I'm just so grateful that he's kind of stepped into this journey with me and taught me a lot about himself, but about myself from becoming a dad.
Morgan, you're not the only one. I lack patience big time as a mother. So hang in there. You got this. We're in this together. Joey, you speak fluent Malagasy, Swahili, and French that I'm assuming you learned on your mission, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. So do you speak any of those languages to Theo? Are you trying to teach him any of those?
So it's funny. When I was writing my bio, I don't know. I think I just like included that like I learned some of those languages, and then they like rewrote it as I'm fluent. Because I did teach lessons in all those languages on my mission. I did that in high school. But now everyone like reads that and is like, wow, he's like, he knows all these languages. But I have like kept up a little bit with my Malagasy, and I with Theo, I'll sometimes talk with him, and obviously he can't even understand English yet. But I also, there's some songs that I like in Malagasy that I'll sing to him, and like I'll play on guitar, and he likes that. He kind of likes music, which has been fun. But with the Swahili has been fun also, because I learned that on my mission as well. And in the NCAA, there's a lot of people that speak Swahili, just like people from international realms that know that. And so I'm able to speak with them a little bit, and I've made friends in the NCAA because of that. So it's been kind of fun. Part of me just wishes that I learned Spanish so that he could actually have something useful.
So yeah, those language, I mean, French you could use a little French more than Malagasy and Swahili, but I want to know the reactions of the other athletes that speak Swahili when you know, this white guy start speaking to them in their language. What are some of the reactions that you've gotten?
They're pretty surprised, but honestly, they've been really funny, and they'll just like laugh, because obviously my Swahili is not like super good, and I only know like the gospel words. And so I'll like try to say running words, and like they'll correct me, or like they think it's really funny, and I think it's been a fun way to connect.
Well, speaking of your bio, you mentioned your bio, the things it says. It also says you're very musically inclined, that you play piano, viola, guitar, and the harmonica. What do you do with all those musical skills? You mentioned, obviously, that you entertain Theo here and there, but what do you do with all those musical skills?
Yeah, my family all kind of does that. And I wouldn't say I'm like super well versed in one. Like I'm not like a master at any of those, but I like to do all of them. One of my favorite things is I'll have this chest strap with Theo, and he'll just be there, and I'll loosen my guitar strap and stand up so it can be around him. And so he just kind of like rests his hands on the guitar, and then I'll play, and it will always put him to sleep. Like it takes, like I'll play for 10, 20 minutes, and then he'll just go to sleep. And it's fun because like I like to do that, and then Theo goes to sleep, so it's like a win-win when we can do that.
Oh, that's really sweet. That's awesome. Morgan, as a running couple, do you hope that Theo grows up to love running just like the two of you? Is that something you guys have talked about? Like, all right, how do we get him to love running?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, of course, the hope is always that he'll do running just because I'd love to see. I just would love to watch it and just like relive that childhood that I had with running through him. But I feel like growing up, both Joey and I did a lot of other sports too. And so if he does do something else, that's okay. I will survive. Whatever it may be, whether it's a hobby or a sport, we'll be okay with it. But I do hope at least one of our kids in the future is a runner, just so we can see that, because I think it'd be fun. So,
And what's so interesting is doing these interviews with athletes and their parents. I feel like the kids usually go one way or the other. Like they either absolutely love and embrace the sport that their parents have done, or they're like, I want nothing to do with that. So it'll be interesting. You guys are in for a surprise. It'll be fun.
yeah, it's funny. One of Joey's other teammates, Casey Klinger, and Morgan Klinger, they have a little boy who's a little bit older than Theo, and we're always joking about how they're going to be teammates when they're older. So, I mean, that would be kind of fun to see. So, I hope so, but we'll find out.
Joey, how would you summarize all of your years at BYU now that it's come to a close? Because you've spent so much time and effort for these last few years putting so much of yourself into it, and now it's come to an end. So how would you describe what your time at BYU has meant to you?
It has been just like amazing. Like, I just feel so blessed that this opportunity that I've been able to run and do this, like, it has been just some of the best times of my whole life. And I'm gonna miss it so much. Like, I didn't realize how much I would miss it, and I'm still running right now, obviously, but I know I'm not gonna be able to travel with my team and be with them. And I think that's probably the part that I'm going to miss the most, is just the relationships and being with guys in and out every day. They became my best friends, and we just do everything together. I think that's what I'm going to miss the most. And then BYU has just been amazing, because they've like paved, like, they're the ones that have provided, I mean, between coaches and just program, like the people in charge of everything. They've just provided this opportunity, I feel like, and it's been super fun, super rewarding, really hard at times, but just experience I could have imagined running in college.
Well, you've definitely left your mark on the program. You had such an incredible career, and now you get to go cheer on your beautiful wife. Morgan, how do you stay motivated in this stage of life when everything kind of looks different for you now that you're a mother? It's not like it was before, and it never will be, right? So how do you
Yeah.
stay motivated day in and day out as you move into this next stage of life?
I honestly think I've just been surrounded by so many inspiring people. I got to go to USA's and of course watch Joey race, but I watched some really amazing women compete. Kira D'Amato, Megan Hunter, Lexi Holiday-Lowry, Emily Venters, like all these just phenomenal women from Utah, just compete and just have so much grace and pride in what they do, and just work so hard for it. It's really been just an inspiration to watch, and something that like I would love to do within this season for me. Just doing it for myself and my family too is something. My family has always been so supportive of my running. They've always wanted to see me accomplish big things, and I want to do that for them too. And I want to do it for myself. And I think I had to stop running a little bit within my pregnancy, because your body doesn't really let you do the same things it used to. And so I took a long break from running, and I feel like I have had the opportunity to fall in love with it all over again, and fall in love with the build, and the work that it takes to be great. And so that's what's just, I think, keeps me motivated, is just the aspect of being great, like these women that I see.
I think that's beautiful. I'm here with husband and wife and runners, Joey and Morgan Noakes. I can't wait to see what you guys do in your careers and in your life. And I appreciate you taking the time and coming on with me today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thanks again to Joanne Morgan Noakes for coming on the show with me. Christy Solomon helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcasting.